Good morning, everybody. It's time for the Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care Show. It's Elder Care Radio, only on News Radio 890-925-KDXU. Here's Richard and Kaylee.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for being here today. We are Elder Care Radio, brought to you by Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care. We are trying to help you live your very best life and helping find resources that will help you live day-to-day healthy and safe in your home.
Well, and so to start this week off, on Friday this last week, we had the opportunity to participate in the Senior Health Expo, which is at the St. George Active Life Center. And they had done that for a number of years prior to COVID, and then they were closed down for 3 years. So this is the first time back in this format, and it was kind of interesting, and it was great for us. I mean, we'd never been to one of these before, and we didn't know what to expect, but we met a lot of great people. And for those of you who actually came out looking for us, we really appreciate that support.
It was so nice to put a face to some of the callers that we get each week. We love our senior community. We love Southern Utah. We feel so grateful to be here, and it really feels nice, warms our heart when people come up and introduce themselves and just want to put a face to our voices, and then we get to meet them. It was just such a pleasure to be there, and thank you so much for coming out and for introducing yourselves to us.
Did anybody ask for your autographs or anything like that?
No. We are not your level of famous in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
Come on. That would have been cool. Then you could sell it on eBay.
Yeah, sadly,
Richard Fritzman
yeah,
on eBay.
Sadly, people just did not see the value in that. Oh, yeah, but it was really nice to meet them.
So it was a great opportunity. It's a community thing. You know, it's mostly local businesses and the local community coming out. And the vendors had a chance to share, you know, their information. And if you attended, we hope you got a lot of information from a lot of different people and learned a lot of things.
And I'll tell you, this was our first time there, so we just kind of were blindsided with, you know, what to expect, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so we'll be better at it next year for sure. We right. just didn't know, you know, how to prepare or what was going to be expected or who was going to be there or just how the flow was going to go. But it all went really well. It was just fabulous to meet so many friendly faces.
And all the different booths and vendors, I mean, it kind of ran the gamut. Certainly there were, you know, many of the assisted living facilities and skilled nursing facilities. There were people there hoping to help with planning estates or reverse mortgages or insurance. You know, the funeral homes were there. You know, some of the things you'd expect. And many of the home health agencies that, you know, do hospice as a sideline, they were there. But there were some that we thought were a little more interesting, and maybe you guys might be interested in some of these things that you might not know about that we think could be important. We had a chance to be right next to Relay Utah, which is a state-based organization that has national funding to provide assisted hearing devices for the deaf and people hard of hearing.
You know, we have discussed most of these resources on our shows previously, but we were reminded of their great importance again this week, just realizing how beneficial they will be to our community. We felt that they really warranted some additional specific attention because these resources are free to you and so helpful. They can really add a positive impact to your life. The telephone, say it again, Relay Utah. Explain
is,
in detail what
is
that is.
Government-based organization that provides hearing assisting devices for the hard of hearing. So telephones that are louder or they actually have text. They'll actually translate to text, which is a great thing. Now, one of the companies that manufactures those is CapTel. And a few weeks ago, we had a chance to talk to them too. So this is just something, if you have a hard, if you're hard of hearing, and I want you to understand that you don't have to be deaf.
No, easy qualifying.
Yeah, it really is. If your life could be improved by using a hearing aid, then you probably qualify for one of these devices. And if you have a landline, then they just completely replace your telephone handset with these devices that can be louder, easier to hear. They can tune them a little bit to your, you know, your hearing limits. But they also will transcribe and put it in text. And I will tell you, one of the nice features about that is that my memory is not that good. And when I'm talking on the phone, I can't always write down the things that I need to write down.
Like telephone numbers.
So if it was captioned, and that's a recording that I can keep a record of, that is a great feature. And so if you have that opportunity, you might want to look into that. Just because then you can catch those phone numbers and the names of the people that called and go back and review those. And they'll record those and keep that. You can always go back to them.
And did you hear the part where we said free to you with very limited qualifications? Almost everybody is eligible. If you have any hearing deficiencies, free to you. It's a great program.
Right. So you may have hearing aids, and that would be an indication that you qualify. You may be eligible for hearing aids. You know, I on occasion use a hearing aid because I have, you know, lack of hearing in one of my ears. I don't know that it improves things for me, but I know that when I'm talking on the phone, there's a big difference between which ear I use. And so that would be a qualification. So if the hearing aid would do you some good, whether you have one or not, I would say it would be a good thing to contact Relay Utah or CapTel.
And before I forget, if you, we're going to go through some of these resources, and if you've missed any part of it or you need additional direction or contact information, please call our office at 435-477-6999. I'll slow down and say that again, and then grab your pens. I'll say it again at the end of the show. Our telephone number again, 435-477-6999. If you need any help or direction to any resources or programs that might improve your living circumstance, please give our office a call. We are here to help the senior community.
And so also Five Counties was there, and that's an organization run by the counties that provide assistance for those people in financial hardship. And that may be of benefit to you because they have a lot of resources. And if you have some needs, it's better to find out if there's something to help you than to just struggle not getting the help.
And Five Counties, the counselors there are just fabulous. They are very, very helpful, and they wouldn't mind if you tried and applied whether you were eligible or not. They'll let you know. There's no obligation. But Utah is a fabulous place with a wealth of resources. I just don't think people understand how wonderful this community is for helping those in need.
And that need could be need of housing assistance or other monetary things. They can certainly help along those lines. RRCI, excuse me, RRCI, they're a nonprofit association with a mission to empower people with disabilities. And so they are focused on those people who are having disabilities. And as we age, some of those disabilities become, you know, pretty impactful on ourselves. And they may have some resources for you that would be worthwhile. So we're just trying to get this information out. If you have any interest in any of this, call our office and we'll put you in touch with the right people to help you get to where you want to be. Because we want everybody to enjoy life. And if we can eliminate problems for people and get them support and help that will be useful, then that's, we've accomplished what we wanted to do on this radio broadcast. Another one is the Alzheimer's Association. They're, of course, always trying to help people have a better understanding and coping with Alzheimer's. That would be, you know, something to consider. They have, you know, group activities, but they also may have some resources, information that would be useful to you.
And they have a fundraising walk coming up in St. George and in Cedar City. If you're at all interested in participating, if you have a loved one or have lost a loved one to the devastating diseases of dementia or Alzheimer's, perhaps you'd be willing to participate in their fundraiser walk. Again, in St. George and Cedar City coming up in September and October, we can give you specific dates and details if you'd like to call our office.
And then that's the national organization, Alzheimer's Association, but we do have a local group, Memory Matters, who are incredible at getting people together and sharing experiences and providing some support. And they would love to have you participate. If you have loved ones who are dealing with memory loss and things like that, they'll have some resources for you and some ways to cope better. And we had a show on that recently where when people are losing their memory, just don't have expectations of their memory, but find other ways to engage them, and imagination may be a great tool there, because that may be something they don't lose, and you can do that. So call our office if you have any questions about that. We'll talk about it. And then another one was Rescue Alert of Dixie. They are the ones that can provide you a those little buttons that if you're in distress, they'll automatically make calls for you. You can get one that you wear and press that. It's a local company versus a national one, but they will provide you a fall
sensor,
for free within their system, which is great. So if you do fall, it will notice that impact and it'll make those calls without you having to push a button, without you having to do it. You just have to wear it.
That is a tremendous safety benefit in the home for those seniors that are, you know, senior couples or seniors living alone. There are so many fabulous ways to live safely in your home. And we often have helped families, especially those who, you know, don't live with their parents, or they live farther away, perhaps in the north of Utah, and they can put videos in the home. They have a rescue alert or a kind of the false sensors, so that if they fall, the company immediately calls their family. And then we even have a program that is very, very, it's not covered by Medicare, but it's very, very cost effective, where our nurses will come out and check on the loved ones, the elderlies, if there is a fall or if there's an emergency of some kind. And you can do that with or without video cameras in the home, but really brings a sense of security knowing that if you had a fall or if you were hurt in your home in any way, if you were just finding it hard to get out of bed or something happened, that your loved ones would get a phone call and they could call us and our nurses could come out immediately. It's a great program. Again, not covered by Medicare, but we have made it so, so cost effective.
So those were the things that everybody else was doing there. Why were we there? What were we doing? Well, one, we were trying to take the high road in giving stuff away. And so we... We gave away heart-healthy cookies.
Heart-healthy cookies. I knew you were going to go there.
You didn't give away Snickers bars and M&Ms and stuff?
Funny well, you should say that.
There were a few places that were giving away food, mm-hmm. but we took the high road and gave away Snickerdoodles, because Snickerdoodles have cinnamon in them, and cinnamon is heart-healthy.
Okay.
That's a stretch for heart-healthy, if you're wondering. But that was what Richard
said. No, you had me worried. I thought you were giving away, like, oat brand cookies or something. Snickerdoodles are cool.
No, yeah, Snickerdoodles.
Nothing with prunes. Prune juice and Snickerdoodles.
Yeah. So, you know, we participated in all the other giveaways too, and had fun with that, and got to talk to a lot of people, and, you know, sign a lot of cards for people to go around.
I want you to know that my lovely daughter spent the entire night before, day and evening before, making 400
baking
at home.
That's awesome.
Homemade Snickerdoodles, because we just wanted the community to give back and just let them know how much we love and appreciate them.
Did you buy her ingredients for her?
Well, yes, we did. Okay, but she spent the entire day, literally.
That's awesome.
14 hours just baking.
And they're all gone now.
Yeah.
We have been trying very hard to move some of those. So, yeah.
But, okay, good.
We had significantly more cookies than we needed for that show.
Okay.
So, you know, one of the great things was, with all the people coming to the booth, we had the opportunity to have conversations with people and hopefully change some minds. That was really our goal. Yeah. You know, we got
more to inform, right?
Yeah.
That fear of the word hospice, when you have an expanded palliative program, it's so much more. And I recognize that people are not familiar with that yet, because the word palliative gets thrown around quite frequently, readily, right. I would say. But very few people truly understand the impact and the wide variety of services that become available to you, all covered at 100% free by your Medicare benefit. I mean, that's incredible. Yeah. Medicare hasn't been great about rolling out the program, but 43 other states have it. It's been around for over 28 years. We just happen to be the first company in Southern Utah to introduce it. And it's really an incredible program. And again, free, zero cost, because it's covered by your Medicare insurance benefit.
Yep.
No qualifications other than your eligibility under the Medicare benefit.
we didn't get to explain as much detail about it to some people because there was, you know, the crush of the crowd and everybody was constantly moving around. But there is some important things to understand because when we are able to add palliative care to healthcare, it's transformative. It really is. By adding that palliative care to any other healthcare modality, we have better outcomes. And so when we take the time and really go through those details and talk about how palliative care works, it can change people's understanding. So, and we didn't get the chance to explain some of this, but there have been numerous studies that have been done and are constantly being done. And one of the studies talked about it, using palliative care at the hospital level, and they focused specifically on those people who had heart disease, right? And I'm just going to quote from this. This clinical trial, which was funded by the National Institute of Health, is one of the first well-conducted randomized trials to evaluate the role of palliative care for patients with advanced heart failure. Okay. And so what they did was they used two groups. They put 75 people in each group, and they treated them the same when it came to their medical side, but one of these groups also got palliative care on top of that. Now, the palliative care that they provided was somewhat limited.
Because they were in a hospital setting.
Right. The palliative care intervention consisted of a palliative care trained nurse and practitioner and physician that followed patients while in the hospital, and then the palliative care nurse practitioner then actively followed the patients in the outpatient setting where they addressed physical symptoms, advanced care planning, psychology, social, and spiritual domains and addressed those. And that was really what it was. It was just some mental stuff along with making sure that all the other medical issues are taken care of. And, you know, by our standards, that's kind of just the ground floor of palliative care when you start looking at all the other things. But even with that, it showed, and this is another quote, it shows without a doubt that patients live better, an outcome that matters to patients and their families. They live better because they have issues that are resolved. They don't have to focus on them. There's less anxiety, less stress. Another outcome was for patients with advanced heart failure, palliative care had a clear benefit in terms of quality of life, anxiety, depression, spiritual well-being. You know, and those are meaningful outcomes. They're things that make people's lives significantly better. They had fewer incidents of depressive symptoms in this group that had palliative care. And depression can be debilitating and really does affect the rest of your health.
And when we reduce symptoms of anxiety and stress, we require less medications. And as we all know, medications have symptomatic side effects, right? They can slow down the bowels. It can make you sleep more, which would make you eat less and drink less and slow your heartbeat down and, you know, hasten the decline, right? But when we have an expansive palliative program, and even far more than the studies done at this hospital, where we can also help your caregiver reduce stress, it actually has proven scientific evidence that it will extend life. Sadly, most people that we talked with last Friday, as soon as you say the word hospice, they believe that they know what hospice is. And they probably do know what that basic, traditional, end of life, medicate my loved one so that they can pass, you know, pain-free. That, I guess, that perception of what hospice is. But it can be so much more when it's coupled with an expansive palliative program. So you should do your research. We had one family that just 2 weeks ago was referred to us, called us and said, what makes you different? We got three names of other hospice companies. And I said, well, I'll tell you what we can do. And then I'm going to encourage you, I'm not going to ask you to sign paperwork. I'm going to encourage you to reach out to the other hospice companies. They're two of the top hospice providers and find out what they're willing to offer. And I'm happy to say they, you know, came right back to us and all but begged us to put them on because of the amount of resources that were being made available to them versus what traditional hospice offers.
Yeah, if we were going to contrast, so every hospice company in this town satisfies the minimum Medicare standard. Right. And so they're not doing bad hospice. They're doing minimum hospice, which is what...
With really nice nurses and aides. I mean, they're wonderful, kind and loving and compassionate.
At least we hope that everybody is. But yeah, yeah, I mean, that, that tends to be the case. So if we were looking at what the minimum Medicare standard is, and that is that, you know, a nurse visit at least every 14 days, that's the standard. If they aren't doing that, then they're going to lose their license. So we know that that's a level.
Right.
The standard normally is for CNA care, you know, to come in and help bathe. That's, you know, 1 to 3 hours a week. That could be 1, 2, or 3 visits depending on the need.
Right, 1 to 3 times usually.
Right.
Not even usually an hour. They can usually get it done in 20 to 30 minutes.
Right. So you get those visits. And then they have the Medicare obligation is that they have a social worker and a chaplain who are available and offer to provide care, and people can choose those or not. And that's kind of the standard for hospice. Now, there are other things that Medicare wants to have available, have access to, and that would be physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy. Those are required to have available, but not necessarily to offer. And that's a distinction. We don't comply with that standard in any way, shape, or form as far as that type of care goes.
We've expanded that
standard.
We have. We certainly have all those minimum requirements. We are licensed and approved through Medicare, but we're also certified through Accreditation Commission on Healthcare, which is a higher level, a higher standard of approval. We did get our accreditation to prove that we were doing far more than the standard care.
Right. But Where's that distinction? Well, we usually start with about 6 hours of CNA care, and it can go above that easily depending on needs. Our nurses are usually at least once a week, and as need increases, we go above that. But we also add layers of care that nobody else even talks about. We use massage therapists constantly. People are on a regular schedule of getting massage because massage can relieve pain. Does relieve anxiety.
And helps then reduces the amount of medications you need for pain.
That's right. And when we reduce those medications, people are more involved in their day and enjoy more of it. And so that's important. We use any other therapy or any other service that the patient may have a need for. And that's so broad-ranging that it's hard to cover. But did you know that chemotherapy can be palliative and it can be included in hospice? I don't think you'll find a hospice company that's ever even considered that. Dialysis can be included in hospice. That's not something that's normally done. There are all of those medical procedures and processes are there. And then what are known as integrative services and therapies, the things that are a little less common, whether that's, oh, I don't know, cryotherapy or oxygen therapy or anything else, those can all be integrated. And we just try and come up with the best mix of services that serve the patient best, not necessarily serve our own convenience, but we want to serve the patient best and finding those ways to do it. So that's kind of where the distinction is, and that's why once we have that opportunity to have a conversation about hospice care, the palliative way versus the standard, people are easily, you know, agree that, yeah, they'd rather have great service than just above minimum. And so that's kind of where we've always separated ourselves. I just wanted to go back to one important point in this study, and this is a pretty packed statement. Despite the fact that fewer patients in the early palliative care group, despite the fact that fewer patients in the early palliative care group than in the standard care group received aggressive end-of-life care, that means that fewer of them chose to take on these aggressive programs. It was 33 versus 54%. Median survival was longer among patients receiving early palliative care. So the aggressive things didn't extend life as much as just palliative care did early on. When they got palliative care early, they extended their life. And it's a significant number, 11.6 months versus 8.9 months. Now, that may seem short, but we are talking about end-of-life health, heart conditions. That's where
emphasis
this one is.
On early care.
Yeah.
If we don't get a referral until the very, very end, it's really hard to have time to make an impact and to implement those services that will give your family time to adjust and the patient time to enjoy the benefits of palliative care. Remember, you do not have to wait for your doctor for the referral. You can refer yourself. You simply call our office at 435-477-6999. Ask for a free assessment. Discuss our services, and we would love to help you find the services and resources that will help you live a higher quality of life for a longer period of time.
Look forward to talking with you next week.
Thank you for being here, everyone.